KORN News Radio Sports. It is Friday, April 17th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Cleveland rookie Parker Messick took a no-hitter into the ninth inning last night. Jose Ramirez would homer for the third time in four games as the Guardians open up a seven-game homestand with a 4-2 win over Baltimore. Messick was making just his 11th Major League start. He faced one batter more than the minimum through eight innings. That's when the Orioles' Leodis Tavares led off the ninth inning with a grounder that just eluded diving second baseman Juan Brito and went into right field for the first hit of the ballgame. Mike Trout, he stayed hot, hit his fifth home run of the series as the Angels would defeat the Yankees 11-4 to split the four-game sets. Trout went 6-for-16, 5 home runs, 9 RBIs in the four games in New York. Detroit would rally. Riley Green doubled home 2 runs to tie it with 2 outs in the ninth. And then the Tigers' Colt Keith followed that with the game-winning single. Detroit defeats Kansas City 10-9. The Royals have lost 4 in a row, all by 1 run. They've also dropped 7 of their past 9. San Diego's Fernando Tatis Jr. had a 2-run single as the Padres scored 4 runs in a second. They would beat Seattle 5-2. Padres, they've won 8 straight, 11 of 12. Mason Miller struck out the side on 14 pitches in the ninth for his 6th save. He now extends his scoreless streak to 30 and 2/3 innings. That's currently the longest active streak in the majors. Milwaukee, they would bunt 3 straight times in the 7th to break a tie. They would beat Toronto 2-1. Texas over the Athletics 9-6. Texas would score 4 runs yesterday in the 9th inning to split that 4-game series. The LA Dodgers ended up shattering Major League Baseball's spending record last year with a combined $515 million in payroll and luxury taxes en route to their second straight World Series. LA's 2025 spending included $345 million for player payroll, and then they had to spend another $169 million in luxury taxes. The Dodgers' total was 7 times that of the Miami Marlins, their $68 million payroll, the lowest of all 30 teams. The Dodgers' payroll was also more than the bottom 6 clubs combined. A rash of drone sightings during the Colorado Rockies' first homestand of the season against Philadelphia ended up sending law enforcement scrambling to track down the operators. Thus far, nobody's been arrested after more than a half dozen drone sightings were around Coors Field earlier this month. It's possible that the drone pilots could still face fines of up to $75,000. Officials issued a warning yesterday to try and keep the drones away from the ballpark during the Rockies' next home games because they're concerned about the potential threats that they could pose. Even if the drones aren't attacking, their presence distracts law enforcement from other potential threats that could be more serious. The NBA play-in tournament continues here tonight with the final 2 games. Starts at 6:30 on Amazon Prime Video. The 8-seed Orlando Magic will take on the 9-seed Charlotte Hornets. The winner will advance as they'll take on the number 1-seed Detroit on Sunday nights. In the Western Conference, it'll come down to the 8-seed Phoenix and the 10-seed Golden State. That's also tonight, 9 o'clock on Amazon Prime Video. The winner will take on the defending champ and number 1-seed Oklahoma City. That series starts Sunday afternoon. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.